Here's a chance to have your dreams come true and win big. Go to upixmusic.com and become a premium member today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Radio, radio,
radio, radio. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Sunday, March 1st, 2015. I'm going to be joined by reporters live in Chicago at the site of the black site that has been discovered there and been reported on by The Guardian. It took a while. It wasn't really something that local press was looking into, interestingly enough, and we had protesters there. There was a protest from several different organizations. Our reporters were there to cover it. They were complaining about the fact that their local press did not cover it. No doubt, their local press is basically taking the side of the police. This is something that has roots in the war on drugs, and it has influences on Gitmo. We can see pieces of where this country is going with the NDAA Act, the Indefinite Detention Act that Obama signed and then said, don't worry, I'm not going to actually do that. I'm not really going to detain people without having them charged with anything, hold them indefinitely without charge, without trial. I would never do that. We see this is happening in his hometown, in Chicago. We see that Obama and Rahm and many others in power knew about this over a long period of time. How many more of these sites are there in Chicago? How many more are there across the country? Is this a template for what we're going to see in other parts of the country? This is how they roll it out. They come out into the big cities that are easily corrupted. It's easy to hide this stuff. It's easy to compartmentalize this. Listen to some of the headlines we've got from The Guardian here. Gestapo tactics at U.S. police black site ring alarm from Chicago to Washington. Another one. Held for hours at secret Chicago black site. Quote, you're a hostage, and it's kidnapping. Another one that disappeared. Chicago police detain Americans at abuse-laden black site. Another one, I sat in that place for 3 days, man. A Chicagoan details his abusive confinement inside the police's black site. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to have Joe Biggs joining us in the second hour. We're also going to be talking about what happened at CPAC. Of course, there's been a lot of action on the political side this last week at CPAC. We've had Jeb Bush making an appearance there, getting booed by many, some walking out on him. But the interesting thing is he actually bust in supporters from, guess where? K Street. Yeah, K Street. To lobbyists what Wall Street is to the stock market. That's where they bust people in from to support Jeb Bush. Of course, he didn't back down on immigration like Marco Rubio did. He doubled down on illegal immigrants, on the entitlements, on driver's licenses, on voting for illegal immigrants. This is the way he's going to get the nomination. He's going to run to the statist side of everybody else in the Republican Party, and he's going to win over a divided field. Then he's going to run as a centrist statist in the general elections. That's what we're going to see from him. We're also going to be talking about political assassination. There was a major event, of course. I'm sure you've heard of it by now. The primary opponent of Vladimir Putin was shot near the Kremlin, in the Kremlin. This would be equivalent to Mitt Romney just before the election being shot close to the Capitol building or the White House, shot on the White House lawn. A lot of people instantly said, what must be Putin? Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. We're going to look at some other evidence to the contrary about it, but we're also going to take a look at that political assassination. We're going to look at someone who committed suicide in high political office here in America. Could you believe that something like that would be an assassination? Or does that only happen in politics in Russia? We've seen plenty of cases where that happens. We're also going to be talking about the surveillance state. News on black boxes for your automobiles. You may not know it, but if you're getting a car from 2015 on, every single make and model of car has a black box recorder in it. What are the implications of that? And, of course, in just a year or two, we're going to have mandated vehicle-to-vehicle communication for new cars. Perhaps they will backdate that to older cars, force us to get those put into our cars in order to be able to drive on the streets. Of course, we're going to also talk about the new Apple Watches. Tim Cook said that's going to replace a lot of things. It's going to replace your keys. He's expecting it's going to replace cash as well. We'll talk about that coming up. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
cells become
aging start at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today on this Sunday, March 1st, 2015. In the next hour, we're going to be talking to our reporters live in Chicago, looking at this black site where there is kidnapping. Because that's what it is when you don't, when you arrest somebody and you hold them for days and you don't charge them with a crime, that is kidnapping. So we have reports of essentially the beginnings of the NDAA. But maybe where the NDAA began was in Chicago. We have an article we're going to go over and talk about that before Joe Biggs comes on with us in the next hour, talking about how perhaps the corruption and the practices in Chicago were exported to Gitmo. And maybe set up the example for the NDAA, which, of course, Chicagoan Obama signed, promising that he would never indefinitely detain people without charges, that he would not disappear people. They were already doing it in his hometown. He knew about it. Rahm Emanuel knew about it. It's got big consequences for the election there, even though the local press is pushing back. The Guardian from the UK exposed this story, looking for connections to Gitmo. That's how they stumbled on this story. So there is a connection. We're going to talk about that connection. We're going to talk to Joe Biggs about the demonstration there yesterday and what he's seen in the local press who basically are trying to push this back, to water this down, say, wow, this is Chicago. People just don't understand that in a big city, the police get kind of rough with people. You know, it's just the way it is. Just get used to that. No, that's just corruption. That's all it is. We're also going to talk about the political assassination in Russia. We're going to talk about the surveillance state. But before we get to all of those, I want to talk about CPAC, because there was a lot of news this last week, a lot of political news. There's a big field of Republicans, and they were making their case to the Conservative Political Action Committee conference, actually, in Washington. Jeb Bush, of course, everybody is talking about him as being the heir apparent, and I think he probably will be. Because I think he's going to let everybody else split the conservative and libertarian vote. He's going to go for the statist authoritarian side of the Republican Party. And he certainly has the financial backing of the statist authoritarians. Once these other guys all fight amongst themselves, he will be the one left on that side. And then he'll be able to run in the center in the general election, the statist central part of the political spectrum. But when he went to CPAC, there were a lot of people say they were going to boo him and walk out. And actually, he did get that. They had about two dozen people only that walked out. I think it's better to stay there to essentially boo him and to turn your back on him as he talks. I think it's better to confront stuff instead of just walking out on it. But certainly, they made a point when they did that. They knew this was coming up. People were talking about the fact they were going to do this. So the day before, there was actually an email that went out. This was reported by Slate. They said Jeb Bush backers were being bussed in. And guess where they were coming in? From K Street. K Street is where all the lobbyist firms hang out. K Street is to lobbyists and corruption what Wall Street is to stocks. And so they pointed out that there's a guy, Fritz Brogan, former advance man for President George W. Bush. He co-hosted a fundraiser for Jeb's Right to Rise PAC earlier this month, and he sent out an email. He said, "We strongly recommend arriving as early as possible to get a seat. Our early rise team will be there at 7:30 onward helping reserve seats. If you want to get there early, let me know." And he wrote that there were still available seats on buses leaving from K Street and Georgetown. So there you go. They show up and support him by, as I guess John Lennon would say, by rattling their jewelry. Now, the Washington Post and the statist press really loved Jeb Bush's performance because he didn't back down on illegal immigration. And, of course, the establishment is going to love that. They say, this is the Washington Post saying, he refused to back down, particularly on immigration. In a word, he looked presidential. And I guess the question is, presidential for what? Presidential for the United States of America? Or presidential for what comes after the United States of America? What David Petraeus said was North America. Maybe we should just call it Norte America. That's the NAFTA organization. Underscoring, as we've been saying all along, that NAFTA was not simply a trade agreement. And understand that the Transatlantic Partnership and the Trans-Pacific Partnerships that are being negotiated now are not simply trade agreements. They are going to affect our sovereignty. They're going to affect our freedom in multitude of ways. And that's what NAFTA was. It was a change in our sovereignty. They recognized that. They understood that while they were saying to everybody, no, 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 that's not the case whatsoever. That's just a conspiracy theory. You're extrapolating this into, this is just tinfoil hat conspiracy theories. CNN is now running op-ed pieces saying why we need a North American passport. When you look at Keystone Pipeline, you see that a Canadian corporation is given the rights of eminent domain for their private project. Keystone is a private project. We're told that all the time by the Republicans who want to pass this. They say, why wouldn't you give us the rights to something that the State Department wants to do that is being funded with private money? Fine. I'm all for privately funded projects. But when you're going to have a privately funded project run by a foreign corporation from Canada and give them the right to eminent domain, that's not constitutional and it's not just. They should not be able to come in for the Keystone Pipeline and run people off of their property, off of their farms and ranches that have been in their families for over 100 years. The corporations don't have superior private property rights to the individuals. And foreign corporations certainly don't. But this is taking it the next step. This is taking it the next step from the Supreme Court's decision on Kello, which was an abomination. This is taking it now to not only just a politically connected corporation taking somebody who is a smaller individual, taking their private property. This is giving it to a foreign corporation. That's what I object to about the Keystone Project. I vehemently object to that. But that's where we are. That's part of NAFTA. Because, you know, this is how they pass the goods along to the transnational corporations. And that's what's happening with the Transatlantic and Trans-Pacific Partnerships. It is a further consolidation of sovereignty masquerading as trade agreements, just like NAFTA masqueraded as a trade agreement. It's not that at all. It's destroying our property, and it is elevating corporations to the level of government. The Constitution says they can use eminent domain only if they compensate people for it, if they take the property for public use. If you take the property for private use and give it to a multinational foreign corporation, that is not for public use. That is for private use. And they've said repeatedly that Keystone is for private use. Transatlantic and Trans-Pacific Partnerships being negotiated by corporate lobbyists in secret that we cannot see, the public cannot see it, our elected representatives cannot see it. Our elected representative is not going to be given time to read it. They don't need to read it because they're going to be blocked under fast track from making any amendments to it. This is the way they're railroading us into a global governance. Understand that. Where corporations are elevated to the level of governments. Where our sovereignty, our sovereign nations are being destroyed. That is what is behind the illegal immigration. Now, Jeb Bush said to those who were booing him at CPAC, he said, I'm going to mark you down as neutral. Guess what? We're going to mark down Jeb Bush as disqualified. He said, for those of you making an ooh sound, is that what it was? I'm marking you down as neutral, and I want to be your second choice. Asked if he still supports giving driver's licenses and in-state tuition prices to illegal immigrants. He demurred. But then he stood by the policies, and he noted that a conservative state legislature and governor signed an in-state tuition bill in Florida just last year. Understand, this is in-state tuition for illegal aliens. People who are here illegally get benefits that American citizens do not. You understand how they're incentivizing this. You are not going to stop this with a border patrol when you incentivize it to this level. And that's the issue that I have. When Marco Rubio talks about how he says, yeah, I understand. Let me pull this back on immigration. He says, I understand that when you got 10 or 12 million people in the country that haven't committed any crime other than violating our immigration law and trespassing and demanding entitlements, I understand that you can't do that. You've got to get the border first. It's not about the border. It's about the enticements. It's about the entitlements. It's about Cloward and Piven taking down the country with entitlements. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire, this winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 1,500-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday, March 1st, 2015. I'm David Knight. I'll be your host today. In the next hour, we're going to be talking to our reporters who are up in Chicago at the reported black site where they're detaining people without charging them with the crime. There are charges that they've been brutalized in ways that we've seen at Guantanamo. And, of course, there are connections between Gitmo and a particular detective there in Chicago. We're going to talk about that as well when Joe joins us in the next hour. In this hour, we've been talking about CPAC, and I want to go back to that. But before I do, just want to let you know that we're now officially sold out of our InfoWars Life Super Male Vitality formula, but we do have a limited stock of Super Female Vitality. Now is the time to get your wife or girlfriend Super Female Vitality while it's still 20% off right now at the InfoWars store. That's InfoWarsStore.com. We ran a special in February, 20% off of Super Male, Super Female. We sold out of the male, but we do still have Super Female for the 20% off. We'll extend that special for Super Female while we have it. And, of course, if you are a male and you are out of your Super Male Vitality, you want to restock that. There's nothing in Super Female Vitality, any hormones or anything that are going to feminize you like even BPA. There's nothing in there that you have to be concerned about. They share many of the same nutrients in both of those. So if you want to get that as a man, I know that some people have here in the office will take both of them, depending on what they can get. If one is out of stock, they'll get the other one. So that's right now 20% off of Super Female Vitality. Now, going back to CPAC, because I think it's very interesting to see the different players. They were talked about how Marco Rubio tried to walk back his position on illegal immigration, saying, I get it. We have to shut the border down before we can declare everybody that came here illegally as citizens and give them the right to vote and give them full access to the entitlement welfare state. Now, that's not the problem. And when you continually incentivize things, when you build up the entitlement welfare state, when you give illegal aliens greater entitlements than citizens who were born here, when you do that, you are incentivizing it. You will never shut it down at the border. What you will do is you will shut down the American economy. And that is by design. We had American sociologists, socialists, Cloward and Piven, who basically strategized about that. I remember, if you go back and you look at the Libertarian Party, they have a questionnaire to try to get you to stop thinking on just this left-right line. It's called the Nolan Chart. It was developed by one of the founders of the Libertarian Party, Nolan. And what they do is they ask you 10 questions about personal freedom, 10 questions about essentially civil liberties questions, 10 that are economic and 10 that are civil liberties, if you want to put it in those areas. And then what you get is an area, a graph, a chart that you can put out. And what they do is they rotate that chart 45 degrees. So now you've got a line that runs left and right. But now you have a higher quadrant, liberty, and you have a lower quadrant, authoritarianism. It's very important to start thinking of things in the right way, to get that perspective, that broader perspective. Because, of course, you can look at Hitler and you can look at Stalin and you can say, well, one of them is they're extreme polar opposites of each other, except they acted exactly the same. They were statist authoritarians. They used a different idea in order to get into power, but they essentially, on this Nolan chart, wind up down near the bottom. Looks like a diamond. They're down at the very tip of that diamond. When I took that quiz, on the 10 economic questions of freedom and the 10 civil liberties questions, I basically sided with Liberty and everything except open borders. And I said at the time, you cannot have open borders if you're going to have an unrestricted entitlement state. Well, of course, I'd been beat, and I didn't know about Cloward and Piven at the time, but Cloward and Piven had already worked that out, and they said, that's the way we do it. That's the way we destroy society so we can rebuild it into a socialist utopia. And that's precisely what's being done now. It's not about the border, Rubio, and the rest of you. It is about the incentives. It's just like Washington. You will never be able to get campaign finance reform as long as Washington is a black hole of power drawing money and power into it. It is too much power in one place. It has become, like I said, a black hole that's drawing everything in. No laws are going to stop it, and no border fence is going to stop immigration when you incentivize it the way that Obama and Jeb Bush and others want to incentivize it. Now, Jeb Bush also said he's not going to sign any tax pledges in 2016. Why would we believe him if he did? Remember, it was his father who said, read my lips, no new taxes. Nobody believed that he was not going to raise taxes. And, of course, he gave us, at the time when he became president, the biggest tax increase we had ever seen up to that point. And when he was asked about it, he mocked the reporters. He was out jogging. He mocked the reporters and he said, read my hips. And he jogged off. That's the family tree this guy is from. The family tree that gave us George H.W. and George W. Why would we even consider him? This is the guy who is deliberately running to the authoritarian left of the pack so that he can be the only man standing. And, of course, he's getting all the money from these guys. Now, the person who came in second, Scott Walker. Interesting that we had an advisor, Mark Salter, the top advisor for the 2008 presidential campaign of John McCain, said he didn't like Scott Walker. He said, I want to like him, but Scott Walker is kind of a dumb A, is what he said. Really? Coming from somebody who worked for John McCain? I mean, I don't know. I don't know Scott Walker, but I mean, that is, if he thinks somebody is much dumber than his boss, that's a pretty bad insult. Now, the person who won CPAC was Rand Paul. And listen to what he said. He was unabashedly on the side of individual liberty and rights. No compromises on it in the speech. He said, your rights are who you are and what you are. Your rights are in your DNA, and the government can quite frankly get over it. Let's run some more of what he said at CPAC, guys.
Will you, lovers of liberty, will you rise to the occasion?
This is Rand Paul.
When politicians accept censorship, when politicians accept imprisonment without trial, when politicians accept torture, even of the innocent, as necessary, then lovers of liberty must rise. We must rise and stand with our forefathers who stared down the king. We must rise as free men and women and reclaim our birthright. We must protect and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
There you go. That's what he said. Now, listen, I want to repeat what he said there. He said, when politicians accept torture, even of the innocent, as necessary, when politicians accept imprisonment without trial, that's precisely what is going on in Obama's Chicago. That's why our reporters are there. That's why they're going to be joining us in the next hour. It's already there. And guess where that all began in Chicago and where they make the excuse for this. Of course, they say, oh, this is nothing but a headquarters for storing material that we've confiscated in the war on drugs. It always goes back to the war on drugs. Even the war on terror goes back to the war on drugs, the tactics that they've used. It's just an enhancement of it. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Attention listeners, SurvivorLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Of the information war,
it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'll be your host, and we're going to be talking in the next hour to our reporters in Chicago. Of course, we've been talking about that black site where they've been imprisoning people without charging them, where there are accusations of torture, even death, in this black site. And we just played the excerpt from Rand Paul's speech at CPAC, where he said, when politicians accept imprisonment without trial, when politicians accept torture, even of the innocent, as being necessary, lovers of liberty need to rise. We need to understand that is happening in our country now. That's happening in Chicago. And we need to understand the roots of this. In Chicago, they're making excuses for it, saying it's part of the war on drugs. Actually, part of the war of drugs that our government is waging on America. And that war of drugs, bringing in the drugs, imprisoning people, entrapping them. We know that the government ran crack cocaine trade from the from Central America into L.A. through Freeway Ricky Ross. We know what Gary Webb discovered with that. We know they were running black ops. We know that they're growing opium in Afghanistan. That's where they're funding black ops. We've seen the world supply of opium from Afghanistan go from only 10% of the world supply to over 95% of the world supply since we've been there. We know what the war of drugs is about. It's a civil war against our political system, against our rights. Rand Paul called out Jeb Bush on marijuana because right now that's the focus of the that's the most ridiculous aspect. But, of course, the aspect of the war on drugs that is the one that puts most people in jail. Rand Paul slammed Jeb Bush for hypocrisy. He pointed out the flaws in Bush's opposition to medical marijuana last year in Florida. Paul said that he didn't criticize Bush for having made mistakes growing up. But he says, if you've got MS, multiple sclerosis, in Florida, Jeb Bush just voted to put you in jail if you go down to a local store, a local drugstore, and get medical marijuana. Yet he was doing it for recreational purposes. It was a different standard for him. It was a different standard for Jeb Bush because he was from a wealthy family going to a wealthy school, and he got off scot-free. And guess what? So did Jeb Bush's daughter. While Jeb Bush was governor, his daughter had problems with prescription drugs. She was arrested for that. I believe that it's not a crime. It should be treated as a medical condition if you've got an addiction to stuff like that. I don't think she should have been locked up. But Jeb Bush would lock up your daughter if she were in the same position. Instead, you've got the guy who is presiding over it. The judge gets a massive contribution to one of his favorite charities. And the only person who gets in any trouble over it, of course, is the reporter who exposes it. Now, also at CPAC was Michael Hayden, former director of the NSA, and prior to that, former director of the CIA. He had this to say at the NSA where he was debating Judge Napolitano. Here's what Michael Hayden said.
If NSA were even capable of doing what the judge has just outlined for you, we wouldn't be having a debate here today. There would be nothing to argue about. Let's talk about reality. Let's talk about facts. The judge is an unrelenting libertarian.
Yes, Judge Napolitano is.
So am I. And I'm an unrelenting libertarian who's also responsible for four decades of his life for another important part of that document, the part that says, provide for the common defense.
Okay, stop it right there. I think the best retort to that that I saw came from Mark Dice. He put on Twitter, what he meant to say was not that I'm an unrelenting libertarian. What Michael Hayden meant to say was, I'm an unrelenting Luciferian. This is a guy, you know, kind of like Michael Aquino, another person who was high up in the NSA. Look, if you're going to provide for the common defense, okay, you got to ask the question, what is he defending? Is he defending the Constitution that he swore to uphold? No. Is he defending the rule of law? No. Is he defending your individual liberties? No. He is trampling on all of that. No, what he is defending is continuity of government. And he will defend his criminal actions and the criminal actions of the agencies that he was in charge of in order to defend their power base. Listen, a libertarian values liberty. A libertarian values liberty above security. A libertarian doesn't trade his liberty for the promise of security. We know that that never works out. Whenever you give up your liberty for the promise of security, you get neither. As Benjamin Franklin said, you deserve neither. Well, you don't get either. You never get either of those. If you become a slave, you will never be secure. It's just that simple. If you want to live in a maximum security society, that's the same as living in our worst prisons. We call our worst prisons maximum security. Now, about a month ago, Michael Hayden went to Washington and Lee University, and he made some equally amazing statements there. And I did a report on it about a month ago. I want to play as much of that as we have time for before we go to break. Let's go to that report.
There's a very interesting video that got posted by Washington and Lee University over the weekend. Michael Hayden, who has been at the top of the intelligence community as the surveillance state of the 21st century has been put into place. He was someone who began as the NSA director around the time of 9/11, shortly prior to that. He then moved on to director of national intelligence, then on to the CIA. He's pretty unapologetic about how he's broken the law. And he made some amazing statements at this law symposium.
I'm not a law enforcement officer. I don't suspect anybody.
He's not law enforcement. He doesn't have any suspects. So I guess that would be why he doesn't go before a judge and get a search warrant. Now, remember that in 2006, Michael Hayden told some reporters that the term probable cause is not in the Fourth Amendment. Well, it certainly is in the Fourth Amendment. Of course, it is a right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects. See, that's a right of the people. These are rights that we possess whether or not there's a Constitution or a Fourth Amendment. And the reason that we have the Fourth Amendment is because it puts prohibitions on people like Michael Hayden who think that they don't have or should not have any kind of controls on their actions. They should go before a judge and say that they have a reason to search for the person and they should be very specific about it. But he's turned this upside down. Instead of going to a judge and getting a search warrant saying, this is what I'm looking for, he does a dragnet surveillance of everyone about everything. Here's what else he had to say.
This is not about guilt. In fact, let me be really clear, okay? NSA doesn't just listen to bad people. NSA listens to interesting people. People.
Isn't that funny? He doesn't listen to bad people. He listens to interesting people. Ha ha. Who does he find interesting? Is it the political opponents of his boss? Is it somebody that would rein in the surveillance state? Maybe it's somebody that he'd like to blackmail. Maybe it's someone that would give him some information about insider trading on financial markets. Maybe it's corporate secrets from another country. Maybe he's just some kind of a perverted voyeur. Whatever. He doesn't believe that there's any restraints on him. And what you need to understand is that the lie that we're giving up our freedoms so they can protect us from the bad guys is just that. It's a lie. He doesn't care about bad people. He cares about interesting people. Maybe he'll take an interest in you. Let's listen to what he said about Section 215.
A lot of commentary was made about Jim Clapper and the question from Juan Wyden on that. You know, about mass and bulk collection and so on. Jim's answer was horrible. All right? And Jim's an honest guy. He just hosed it horribly.
Yeah, he lied. Let's continue. He hosed it because he flat out lied under oath. But of course, if you're part of the intelligence community, you won't go to jail for lying under oath.
Jim's answer was not as bad as Ron Wyden's question.
Oh, it's the question that's a problem.
I don't really know what a dossier is in this context. So what I wanted to see is if you could give me a yes or no answer to the question, does the NSA collect any type of data at all?
Now, this is Ron Wyden talking to James Clapper. And, of course, this is the famous quote where Clapper looks down and rubs his eyes and he can't look him in the eye because he's lying. Not only to the senator, but to America. And he was exposed shortly after that. Stay with us. I want to run the rest of those remarks from our libertarian, Michael Hayden.
The month of February is all about Valentine's Day. Big heart-shaped boxes filled with delicious candy. What if we, the Patriots, hijacked Valentine's Day and instead made it about human liberty and individual empowerment? I'm all about human potential. I'm all about the individual being empowered. The establishment is the opposite. That's why they spike our water with fluoride, GMO, estrogen mimickers, and the rest of the garbage. InfoWars is striking back in the month of February with Human Empowerment Month. How we can come together and win the human race. And to celebrate the kickoff of Human Empowerment Month, we're slashing prices on InfoWarsLife.com products like Super Male and Super Female Vitality. The sale is only running for the month, 20% off, and there's a lot of other powerful specials at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com, celebrating human potential in the month of February. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to find this special and many others in the month of February. Again, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Have you noticed that in a disaster, the store shelves are emptied? Don't panic. You don't have to be part of the fear and chaos if you have a supply of GoFoods. GoFoods can help you rest easy knowing your greatest dependency of food is covered. Call now to take advantage of our Freedom Packs or set up your food savings account. Call us at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 1-800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN radio network.
The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. We're going to be joined in the next hour with our reporters who are in Chicago reporting about the black site exposed by the Guardian's reporters. People being detained without being charged. People being tortured. People, some claim, have died there. The same types of things that we've seen at Gitmo. Why should we expect that if the government doesn't have to be held to account for lying to Congress, for lying to the government, as we saw James Clapper in the last segment we replayed when he was asked by Ron Wyden. Ron Wyden knew what the NSA was doing. He knew they were doing it illegally. He was putting him on the hot spot, trying to get him to confess to his illegal activities. But, of course, he lied, and his lies were eventually exposed. Now we have Michael Hayden, who was director of the NSA at the time, formerly director of the CIA. Now he's retired, and he's going around trying to make the case that what they did was defending the Constitution. No, he was defending the government. He was defending his bureaucracy from illegal actions. He was hiding and covering up the actions that they were taking. If we allow them to continue with this dragnet surveillance state, if we allow them to get by not having warrants, not having to go before a judge to get search warrants, just collect everything on everybody as they wish, if we allow them to ignore the Fourth Amendment, they're going to ignore, and they are ignoring, all of our rights that were explicitly protected and all of our rights that were not explicitly protected but protected by the Ninth Amendment. Remember that the Ninth Amendment, the ninth of the Articles of the Bill of Rights, said that if we don't specifically enumerate a right, that doesn't mean that it's not important, and it doesn't mean that we have relinquished it to the central government. And then essentially making the case even stronger with the Tenth Amendment, saying things that have not been expressly delegated to the central government are reserved to the states and to the people. So if we let them get by with this, we are going to see that we no longer have habeas corpus. We're not going to have trial by jury. We're not going to have trials of any sorts. We're going to have an NDAA type of country. And, of course, Obama's NDAA, indefinite detention without trial, that has been going on in Chicago for quite some time. And, of course, Obama and Rahm Emanuel, who was his chief of staff at the time, very well knew that. So what we're seeing in Chicago with this investigation that Joe Biggs is looking at, this is very important to understand what's going on. There is not isolated to there. It was exported from there to Gitmo, and it's being exported to the rest of the country. And we need to look at this, and we need to reform it. We cannot allow this to continue. Now, I was playing the remarks from Michael Hayden in the last segment because I think it's very important to disassemble this guy's lies. And we need to walk this back and look at what these people are trying to do to our country. This is a civil war on our country, destroying our legal framework, destroying rights that have been there since Magna Carta, that have been respected throughout the English-speaking world for centuries. They are now taking these things down. They're laying an infrastructure of tyranny and using the latest and highest technology to do so. It's a very dangerous situation. I want to go back to that report. We're going to go to Joe Biggs in the next hour. Real quickly, a plug. I mentioned earlier in the show that Super Male Vitality is now sold out. We still have some Super Female Vitality that we're honoring the 20% off that was the special in February. We also have on special a limited stock of Buy 2 Survival Shield X2. That's our nascent iodine. And you get 2 Ancient Defense for free. That's at the InfoWars store. That's 2 bottles of Survival Shield X2, and you get 1 bottle of Ancient Defense for free. That's at the InfoWarsStore.com. I want to go back to this report that we did about a month ago on the nightly news. This was Michael Hayden talking at Washington and Lee. And, of course, what brings this up is the fact that he had the audacity to look people in the eye at CPAC and say, Judge Napolitano is an unrelenting libertarian, and so am I. He's not a libertarian at all. He doesn't value our individual liberty. He doesn't respect our rights. He doesn't respect the law or the Constitution. Here's more of what he had to say. I want to pick up this report we were playing last time. This is right after we played the back and forth between Senator Wyden talking to James Clapper. And James Clapper also was lying and could not look Ron Wyden in the face. We'll pick up with my comments.
Okay, so he says that all the senators, all their staffers knew that the 215 program was being abused. And I agree with him. Rod Wyden should have come out and said it. But I think it's a bit more interesting to hear the head of the NSA lie to Congress, lie to the American people. The whole program is a lie. The way that they're using the 215 section that they were given under the Patriot Act, even if that were constitutional, they're still exceeding their authority because that was supposed to be going after people that essentially you could get a search warrant for, although you didn't have to go before a real judge, you just had to go before the FISA judge. But listen to what else he has to say.
Why was Wyden trying to get Clapper to say what he was saying? Because Wyden, in the committee, was losing the vote on 215 consistently 15-2.
So you put those two clips together, and you understand that all the senators knew what was going on, that were in the Senate Intelligence Committee. They knew that 215 was being abused, that they were going beyond their legal authority, which went beyond their constitutional authority. Their staffers knew. And Ron Wyden could not get them to do the right thing. 15-2, they were going to allow this continued abuse by the intelligence community. That's what he's saying. He's really making a case for how corrupt the Senate is. And it's gotten even worse. Ron Wyden is no longer there. And now we have Senator Burr from North Carolina who says he doesn't think there should be any public oversight of anything the intelligence community does. Listen to this last clip here.
All your talk today about 215? 215 is such a safe haven. 215 is legislated by Congress. I was doing metadata collection under the president's raw Article II authorities from October 7th, 2001 forward.
Catch that? Look at the smug expression on his face. He's so happy. He didn't need any 215. I don't need no stinking law. I'm a law unto myself. I take orders directly from the president. Or maybe he gives orders directly to the president. Who knows? They do whatever they wish. He doesn't need the 215. He doesn't need a law from Congress. He doesn't need the Patriot Act. And he could care less about the Constitution. Listen to what else he has to say.
The 215 program doesn't begin with the Patriot Act. It begins with the private order I got from President Bush. And we decided it was lawful and consistent with the president's authorities as commander-in-chief.
Yeah, we decided what the law is. They did it in secret. And, of course, you're not going to be allowed to know anything that he does because that would hurt his effectiveness. To look at people who are interesting, not people who are bad guys. Tell us what you think in the comments below. I think this
is that's a report from about a month ago. We ran that on the nightly news. Those were the amazing comments that Michael Hayden made at Washington and Lee as part of a legal forum there. Can you believe that? Of course, he had the audacity to go to CPAC and say that he was a libertarian. And as I pointed out, I think Mark Dice had the best comment when he said he meant to say a Luciferian, not a libertarian. Now, it's not just looking at our internet activity. Of course, we've talked about how the government is rapidly closing the noose on our movements in this country, coming up with autonomous cars, coming up with many different devices that they're going to put into our cars to not only control them, but to monitor them. And of course, when they monitor what you're doing, they're going to force you to stand down and turn over control of your car to them. That's what this is fundamentally about. You may not know it, but you have a black box in your car if you're going to buy one this year. Now, there was an interesting article from the National Motorists Association written by its president talking about black boxes and Orwell. He says, imagine that you're inserting a benign microchip in a person's earlobe and you're monitoring that person's every move. Well, that's no longer science fiction. It's perfectly feasible, and of course, tens of millions will willingly comply with a requirement for that. All you need are the right incentives. You say, no, that would never happen in America. We would never stand for it. He says, well, I got news for you. He said, they will. In fact, you already have that. The only difference is that the chip is not in your ear, it's in your car, and it's soon going to be in your bike. Well, this is not something that is just watching you move around like your phone. No, he says, private and government transportation interests are licking their chops for years in anticipation of being able to charge and to tax motorists on the basis of how, when, and where they travel. He says, imagine you've got an accident and you're going 40 miles an hour in a 30 zone and somebody pulls in front of you. It's clearly his fault, but they look at the black box and they see you were going too fast. And then they go back and they say, oh, you have gone several times in the last 6 months up to 90 miles an hour. Perhaps you were passing somebody in the speeding zone, doing it safely, going up to 87, passing somebody that was going 60 in a 70 zone. Nevertheless, they will use that to say you're a dangerous driver and deny your claim. And that's not where it's going to stop. It will continue to go there until we stop these people from their surveillance state. Stay with us. In the next hour, we're going to be talking to Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs in Chicago about the black sites there. Stay with us.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to GunsAD.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, GunsAD.com. Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15. Guns80.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to Guns80.com or call 844-2GUNS80.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237.
2237. That's 800-686-2237.